Continuous.
Continuous. Continuous. Country favorites. 102.7 KOTIT.
Cantankerous country favorites. Shut up!
Now it's time for the gum file.
Let's
Why do
try
we do
that.
It? Stupid is.
Stupid is. Well, the plan went totally, well, wrong and backfired at a small little community in England. They call them boy racers. They're battling each other to record speeds up to 100 miles an hour. You see, they put up one of those flashy signs when you go by and it tells you how fast you're going.
Oh, right, yeah.
Well, they changed it from 30 to 20 miles an hour in this little town. Well, so now all the, what they call the boy racers, they're trying to get it up to 100. One of them who was, caught said, well, we think if we get up to 100, the whole sign's just going to blow up. It's not going to happen. Made worse, people double and triple park outside nearby shops, and things are just getting ugly out there. A resident who asked not to be named said they used the road as a rally track. Perhaps it would be better if the sign just displayed a message or an unhappy face rather than the speed.
Dude, I got a smiley face.
Well, what'd you get yesterday? Going up 78. Didn't blow up, oh. Yeah, trying to get it to 100.
Oh,
that's,
man.
That's working out for them.
Good stuff. Well, of course, it's coming from kids. Duh. Kids don't know how to obey the law. And including this woman, a woman in Missouri. What is it that you always say? Drugs kill, drug cracks bad.
Don't whatever. Do drugs, kids. It's bad. Drugs
there,
are bad.
There
Cody.
You go. Missouri cops. Evidently, this woman called the cops. Suzanne Basham, 47 years of age, dialed 911 after getting stiffed. Evidently, her dealer stiffed her for $40. He gave her sugar instead of crack cocaine.
Bad.
Yeah, she was really mad, so she called the cops and says, hey, my dealer just ripped me off. I want you to go bust him, go nail him. Get him, because justice must be done.
Right.
And they arrested her.
Duh.
Exactly.
You know, if you you can't trust your drug dealer, who can you trust?
I know, you know, what's this world coming to?
Oh, dang, boy. Man. Finally, a man in Florida was so drunk, he didn't know where he was going, so he thought the cabbie was taking him for a ride, so he started calling 911 seven times from inside the taxi. The driver said the man just couldn't tell him where he was going. He was so drunk. So he took him back to the cab company. He had some erratic behavior. Cop showed up. The man, Mr. Coombs, smelled strongly of booze and had urinated himself. He was also rambling incoherently. He was arrested on public disorder and crime misuse charges of 911.
Soiled himself, huh? Urinated himself.
Yeah, when you wake up and you realize that you're laying in... Ooh-ee.
Not a good thing.
Not good. That's why we call it Gump File, Greg. 614, there's your Gump on a Tuesday, January 17th.